per bushel. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman on the road today near Hitterdahl, Minnesota.
Premium Ag Solutions Ag Day here today, and we are talking with Bo Jacobson. Lots of things to learn and for people to take part in. What are people hearing here today?
Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the precision planting, which is kind of one of the hearts of our business. You know, we're pretty active in the precision planting world, the seed world, and the crop insurance world. We got some outside guests that are speaking today with a little bit of outside information and try and get people's minds spinning a little bit and, you know, talk a little bit about markets, talk a little bit about research, talk a little bit about food safety. So try and see what people are interested in hearing. So try and change things up a little bit from historically.
This year, of course, the last couple days have been a little bit snowy and cold, but looking like field work might come sooner than we are used to the last few years here in 2024.
Yeah, it really feels like we're going to get an early jump on things. You know, we've had some rain events over the winter, which is kind of odd, and it looks like, you know, not a lot of water standing, not a lot of snow. So I'm optimistic we'll be ahead of schedule this year as a change to what it has been.
Talking about some of the services that you guys offer and some of the things that you want your clients to be thinking about here this year as they gear up, what's top of the mind?
You know, everything starts with the planter. You know, we want to make sure that everybody's going through doing their health checks, doing the seasonal maintenance so we get a good jump on things. Right now we're in the middle of our crop insurance renewals, so going through the risk management tools that people have. You know, not a lot of changes in the industry other than the sugar beet world, but just making sure we got coverages and crop rotations and unit structures set up the way they want. Some people will have some interest in the ECO and SCO to get a little added coverage, but as we get this far north, the price is a little bit challenging. You know, there's not a lot of margin, if any, you know, going into this year at the market. So everybody's kind of on a budget and wants to make sure we're spending our money wisely.
All right. Anything else we should add or touch on here before we let you go?
Well, there's a whole list of things we could talk about, but no, I think we've got pretty much everything covered for today. We got the morning session that's gone on. If you got time to swing out for the afternoon session, that'd be great. And I would imagine there'll be a few that'll stick around for the afternoon session as well. So feel free to stop by if you're in the area, and we'd love to say hi.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Bo Jacobson, again joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. From Hitterdahl, I'm Whitney Pittman.
Weed resistance.